WCYB Digital Radio, this is today's cybercrime news. Portugal's national airline, TAP Air Portugal, says hackers from the Ragnar Locker ransomware gang obtained the personal data of some of its customers and published the information on the dark web, according to the Associated Press. No payment data was taken, but Portuguese authorities are continuing to investigate the full scope of the incident. Following the attack on Uber involving Salesforce's Slack chat app, Salesforce chair, co-founder, and co-CEO Mark Benioff says the cloud software company has much more to do in the area of cybersecurity, CNBC reports. This is not the first time that the company has seen its systems exploited. In 2007, a hacker reportedly obtained email addresses stored in Salesforce and used them to go after clients of the giant payroll provider ADP, and just this past June, Salesforce's Heroku unit said a hacker had obtained account passwords and some source code. From Radio Free Europe, several Iranian government and state-owned websites were taken down by Anonymous, the international activist hacker group, in a move of support for nationwide protests that followed the death of a 22-year-old woman following her arrest by the morality police. Among those currently unavailable are the websites of the Iranian presidency, the government-affiliated Fars news agency, and the Forensic Medical Research Center of Iran. South Korean authorities have seized approximately $185 million worth of digital assets from tax delinquents since 2021, according to CryptoSlate. The highest amount seized from a single individual stood at 12.49 billion won, or 8.87 million US dollars. The Seoul resident held around 20 cryptocurrencies, including $2.27 million worth of Bitcoin and $1.34 million worth of Ripple. Peter Kasang Kim, a former employee of chip designer Broadcom, was sentenced to 8 months in prison after pleading guilty to charges for theft of trade secrets, Network World reports. In pleading guilty, Kim admitted to accessing trade secret information from Broadcom related to the testing and design of the company's Trident family of chipsets, which are designed for use in network switches and cloud-based networking equipment, and bringing it to a new role at a startup based in the People's Republic of China. From the Denver Post, hackers demanded $5 million to unlock the municipal data and computer systems of Wheat Ridge, a Denver, Colorado suburb. However, it took city officials only 3 weeks to determine they had adequate redundancies and the know-how to put the affected databases and systems back into operation on their own, which led to their decision not to pay the ransom. IT professionals have since been brought in and are working diligently to restore the damaged files from viable backups. Reporting for Cybercrime Radio, I'm Hillary McClure.